credit for some shit they supposed to do. For some shit they just supposed to do. A nigga will brag about some shit a normal man just does. A nigga will say some shit like, I take care of my kids. You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker. What are you talking about? What are you bragging about? What kind of ignorant shit is that? I ain't never been to jail. What, you want a cookie? You're not supposed to go to jail, you low expectation ever, motherfucker. Fuck, man, I'm tired of this shit. You know what the worst thing about niggas? The worst thing about niggas? Niggas love to not know. Nothing make a nigga happier than not knowing the answer to your question. Just ask a nigga a question, anything. Hey, nigga, what's the capital of Zaire? I don't know that shit. Keeping it real. Niggas love to keep it real. Real dumb.
What's up, predictably drunk, smart people talking about stupid things? It is me, Sam Marcoux, the host, the star, the guy who puts this whole shit together. What's up, everybody? Hey, it's been a little while, and I'm not going to apologize because I've been busy as hell. I've been on the road. I've been doing my football show. I've been drinking a whole lot. I've been doing all kinds of things. So, you know what? That's the beauty of doing a podcast. You can just do it whenever you want, right? I mean, I'd like to do it once a week, but sometimes that's just not going to work out. But I'm happy to be here. Happy to be back. What you just heard at the beginning of the show was Chris Rock, the world-famous Chris Rock from his stand-up special from like 1995, I think it is, Bring the Pain. Probably the best hour of stand-up comedy that's ever been filmed and distributed is that. I think that's, sometimes I do lists on this show, like the greatest American rock band and things like that. That might be the greatest hour of stand-up comedy ever recorded live. Chris Rock, that guy pretty much changed how black people do comedy. And I know people are going to be like, whoa, that sounds a little racist, but you know what? It's not. It's the truth. That guy changed the game, as they say. For my money, by the way, I think Dave Chappelle's Killing Them Softly is the greatest hour of comedy, personally, that I've ever seen, witnessed, experienced. But that Bring the Pain by Chris Rock is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I just got off the road. I just did a little quick little road trip with Kabir Kabizi Singh. We went from San Francisco to San Diego to Delano, which is basically the outskirts of Bakersfield, California, to do a casino show there. So we went from San Francisco, San Diego to Bakersfield within 24 hours, which is psychotic. Absolutely psychotic. Actually, about 36 hours. So, but still, that's a lot of driving. That's three gigs that are not close to each other. And quite frankly, it sucked with regards to traffic because I live in the Bay Area, as most of you know. I had to go down to San Diego. We left San Francisco Wednesday at 10 o'clock at night. We had to do a show in San Diego Thursday night at the American Comedy Company, which, by the way, shout out to them. What a phenomenal, phenomenal comedy club that is. One of the best green rooms I've ever been in. They take care of you there as a comic. If you are a comic, get yourself booked at American Comedy Company. That is an awesome, awesome place. Great venue, great town. And then we went to Delano, which Delano is north of Bakersfield, but we did a show in San Diego Thursday night, which meant we stayed the night Thursday night, and then we got up and left to go to Bakersfield on a Friday, the Friday before Thanksgiving. So a holiday, basically, weekend on a Friday, having to deal with LA traffic. So it took over 7 hours for a two-hour drive, which was ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. And I don't think I'm ever going to complain about Bay Area traffic ever again because I have experienced the LA nonsense, and it is exactly that. It is goddamn nonsense. But it was a lot of fun. The car was Kabir Singh, myself, and the driver, Jeff Koenig. Jeff's been on the show before. If you want to go check out an episode with him and kind of get a mindset of who this guy is, you can check out the episode with him and Jeremy Curry from, I don't know, three or four episodes ago. The guy's a maniac. The guy is an amazing driver. He'll get you places in record time, but he might be a functional retard. And I mean that in all sincerity. I love you, Jeff, but my God, you don't know what a county is. When you're on the road with people, ladies and gentlemen, you learn a lot about them, their personality, what they're like. Are they clean? Are they dirty? Are they smart? Are they dumb? Things like that. And I really don't hold it against people because, you know, it's hard to be around other people nonstop for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, whatever the road trip may be. But my God, Jeff Koenig is an enigma wrapped inside of a conundrum. This guy, I don't know how he's made it to his 30s on some level. And then on other levels, he surprised the living shit out of me. And I'm like, wow, this guy's got his shit together. So I have no idea. I'm going to bring him back on the podcast, I think, and talk to him again, because the dude is just, I can't get enough of him. Yet at the same time, I'm okay with never seeing him again. And that's who Jeff Koenig is. But it was the three of us in the car. It was the three of us on the road. We shared hotel rooms. And man, what a maniac those two are together. So Kabir and Jeff are like brothers. And I mean that in terms of the way they argue. They fight, they yell, they scream at each other, they punch each other like brothers would growing up. The problem with that is when you're at a restaurant after a show, and in this case, I mean, I use the term loosely, it's Denny's, but you're at a restaurant and these two idiots start drunkenly fighting each other, punching each other in the head, headlocks, throwing each other on tables, to the point where the entire Denny's staff at 3 o'clock in the morning has united to tell you to knock it off and get out. Now, I don't know if that's impressive to anybody else, but when you're in comedy, when you do things that, where your job is late at night and then you have to go to Denny's because that's the only place you can go at that time of day, you understand that the people that work at Denny's are pretty much dead inside, okay? They are the closest thing to zombies that you will ever, ever encounter on planet Earth. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and they're working that shift at Denny's. They don't care, okay? They've given up on life. They are pretty much just waiting to die, these people. You can't motivate these people. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to be able to get them to feel anything. Well, these two idiots were so crazy fighting up and down the San Diego Denny's that the entire staff united, okay? Jimmy Hoffa couldn't unite these people, okay? Not any union leader on planet Earth. Nick Barry could not unite these people. Yet these two individuals, these friends of mine, were fighting and carrying on so much that they united the entire staff to tell them to shut the fuck up and get the fuck out. And I was thinking about it. I was like, can you imagine at 2:55 in the morning on a Friday morning, technically, you're rolling up to go, you know what, I want to go to Denny's. And all you see are two guys wrestling, fighting, and throwing each other on tables through the window of Denny's. And then the third guy, aka me, is just eating all of the food like some sort of humongous fat ass, just eating all of the food off of all of the plates, some of which aren't even his plates. And that's the scene you see. You would walk up, look at that, and go, I'm never going in here again. The end of society is upon us. It was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. What they argue about doesn't even it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. They just create arguments and then fight and yell and scream. And I loved every second of it. I was loving it, man. It was a lot of fun. And that's what you do on the road. You got to keep yourself entertained. You got to keep yourself, you know, motivated to keep going, because otherwise you end up dead inside and working at a Denny's at 3 o'clock in the morning. But it was a lot of fun doing that. I think we got some ideas off of that. At some point, I'm going to purchase a GoPro and stick it into Jeff Koenig's car and just record this guy while he drives, because he is a nonstop show, ladies and gentlemen. This guy sings. He raps, he dances, he gets lost, he says a bunch of dumb shit, like he doesn't know what a county is. Like, you know what a county is, right, ladies and gentlemen? You guys are smart enough to know that a county is a thing. This guy doesn't know that. He thinks cities and counties are interchangeable, which blows my mind. But that's a story for another day once I get him back on here. But it was a fun little road trip. My last road trip of the year. I've got a couple of shows coming up here in the Bay Area. December 23rd at the San Jose Improv for the Holiday Comedy Bash. December 13th, if you're in Walnut Creek, at the P.F. Chang's. And I know what you're thinking. Why are you doing comedy at a P.F. Chang's? But it's for a good cause. The cause is something that's good. I don't remember. Let me look at my notes. It's for Toys for Tots. It's there's going to be Marines there. They're going to shoot stuff, I assume. I don't know. Probably me. And then we're going to collect toys for the kids, for the chillins, and we're going to give them toys, and they'll have a good Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, holiday season. So come out to that. P.F. Chang's, December 23rd. I should have the flyer on my website, sammarcoux.com. You can check that out on there, as well as any other tour dates I have coming up. I'm supposed to do December 10th at the at Cobb's in San Francisco, which is quickly becoming my not my home club. Tommy T's will forever be my heart, but this is definitely becoming a bigger club in my circle here in the Bay Area. God, what else is going on? Oh, this is kind of interesting, and I guess it coincides with the clip that was going at the beginning of the show. This is kind of weird. My biological father reached out to me again here recently, which I haven't talked about a lot because, really, I don't know my biological father that well. I think the last time I saw him, I was about 4 or 5, and the only conversation I remember having with the dude is whether lumberjack, since he was a lumberjack by trade, actually yelled timber when they cut a tree down, which, spoiler alert, they do not. They actually like yodel, apparently, according to at least my dad, but... anyhow, he reached out to me recently, gave me two or three friend requests on Facebook, which I politely declined. And then he started clicking on different shows that I'm going to be featuring at and, you know, saying he was going to be there, which obviously he's not going to be there since the dude lives in Oregon. I believe he lives at a bowling alley, which is kind of embarrassing. Even though I don't really know the guy, it's kind of embarrassing to be like, oh, yeah, your biological father. What do you know about him? Well, he lives at a bowling alley. But that's the dude. That's the guy who donated his sperm and made me. And I find it funny that he's reaching out to me now that I have a little bit of a name here in comedy, not for the sake of getting to know me or his granddaughter or anything like that, but just to I think he thinks I have more money than I do. Meanwhile, Stephen Marcoux, I'm talking into a microphone that I bought at like a Walmart or some sort, but whatever. Doesn't matter. I thought that was kind of interesting. Please don't come to my shows, dude. This is the last time we're talking. And then, and I guess that's it. It's kind of a shorter podcast this time, but that's fine. Doesn't matter. I am the master of my podcast domain, so I can make them as short or long as I please. I am drinking Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale. It's a fresh hop IPA. If you've never had Celebration Ale, really, really get on there, okay? I'm not a big Sierra Nevada fan in terms of their products, but Celebration Ale is amazing. You need to get yourself one or two, probably not three. Three will put you in a ditch somewhere. They're pretty potent, but enjoy that, Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be safe, or don't. I don't give a shit, unless you die and you're a listener, because that would suck, because I need all the listeners I can get. And then I will see you guys soon. Until then, this is Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. Keep drinking.